Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello, Flushers. Man, it feels so good to be back in the hot seat, talking, sharing some EdTech love. I hope y'all had a great break. I know we're coming back late in the month of January for episode number 65. So it feels good to be back sharing some things. So we're going to get diving in. I think this episode, we've got some cool things. We're going to do a little bit different format. Most of the time, we kind of talk about one idea, but we're going to talk about a couple today, just some AI tools, new programs that I've found, just some cool things that are going to be happening. So listen, before we get started, I know typically we do this show, I try to do two episodes a month, but we're going to add a third one. I'm going to try my best, and we're going to start doing a potty PD issue for some tips. So I typically remember early on in early episodes, we talked about this is really how the show started with my ideas of starting this podcast. And so typically in my schools, once a month, I post a flyer in the bathrooms. It's got some tips in there, things to try, some social media links, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Just to kind of share some love with teachers while they're, you know, doing their thing. And so we're hoping to share that as well. About one time a month. Now listen, also, this is kind of funny. So, you know, not everybody, some use the bathroom and we want to make sure we catch those people, but a lot of people go to the copier. And so I also have an issue that I put up there. Same ideas, same information, but I call it the jam it issue. Because, you know, those printers jam. So we got to have that up there. So there's enough of me blabbering. Let's go ahead and get diving into some tips today. Now, for the first one we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about Goblin Tools. Now, if you've never heard of Goblin Tools, it really is just an awesome little AI site, and it does a lot of cool things. So there's 9 boxes when you first log in. It's just goblin.tools. You can find that. And really, when you log in, we've got 9 tools. You got magic to-dos. So that's, you're breaking down to-do items. So if we need to find, for example, I practiced this yesterday, and we've got how to clear our cookies in cache. You can type that in there and you can click break it down and it'll break down every single step you need to do. So I know you can go to AI and you can find those steps, but this is also a cool little place to do that. You have a formalizer where it can text transformations for tone. You've got a judge option that reads a text for emotion. You have a professor that really will just explain anything. You've got a consultant, which will help you decide things. You have an estimator. So if you've got an activity you're doing in class or an activity you're doing at home, a project, whatever that may be, it's kind of going to give you a guess of the time frame that's going to take to complete that. You've got 3 more. You got the compiler. So really you're turning all your information, that brain dump of information, into actions. Really cool option. This one I haven't tried. I really want to. So here is called a chef, and you're putting all your ingredients in that you have. So if you're making a meal, you don't know what you're going to make, you can't find a recipe for the things that you have already in your house, you can put all the ingredients in here, and it's going to make you a recipe from those. I think that's really cool. I might have to try that this weekend. And then the last one, it says, are you a teacher? And these are teacher tools. So you've got your lesson planning, your resource creation, your communication. There's even some more things in here. So we're going to click on here. And so really when you log in here, you've got a writing wizard, a lesson lab. You've got to see where your time goes. Like there's just lots of cool things in here to help you with less prep or really just to find the things that you need to make your life a little easier or even impact your students. Because really with all the technology that's out here, you know, we can have the best tools and know how to use them, but if we can't use those effectively with our students and to help impact their learning, I think the tools are just tools. So we really want to make that an everyday part of our life. And a lot of times I say that with teachers that are like, well, when am I going to use this? Or like, for example, podcasting. Podcasting to me is just a way to communicate our voice, to communicate ideas. And it's a really a great way for students to do the same things without writing them on paper, because now they really have to work on that communication piece. It's just like the show. You know, if I come out here and I blab, 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 and I say this like I sound like a goober, not many of you are going to be listening. And so students need that same communication. And so as I talk with teachers about this, they're like, well, we'll do that at the end of the year. We'll do this at the, you know, end of Christmas. And I'm like, but if we can continue to do these things with some great programs, you know, you've got Adobe Express, you've got Canva, they can just record on their Chromebooks or their phones if they have them. And if we continue to do that throughout the year, now it's just another flavor of what you're bringing to the classroom instead of like, oh, here's our big project. But again, if you can do that throughout the year, if it's a 1 or 2 minute introduction, a 1 or 2 minute talking about a book you read, a thesis statement, explaining a process for math or why something happened in history in your thoughts, it really can bring a lot to what you're doing in the classroom. So make sure tools are not just tools, but they're really supporting not just either you as a teacher, but also supporting your students and seeing how that goes. So you got to check out Goblin Tools. It's a phenomenal tool. Now, as we're going to kind of jump back and forth a little bit. There's no reason or rhyme for the order of things today. But if y'all checked out Gemini yet, Gemini is like beginning to be my best friend. So in our district, we are a Google district. So like Gemini is part of Google. It's their generative AI. And so with Gemini, now in Google Chrome, it kind of lives up here in that right-hand corner. It says Gemini. So I can click on that. It'll open it up, and there's my chatbot. I can go there and ask questions. It's got an option where I can share my screen, which is so cool. And I say cool because the other day, in our district, we have our Title I teachers, and they track data like nobody's business I've ever seen. And so we've got all these tabs going. We have the setup for it is we have a main tab that pulls all the other tabs. So if there's 15 teachers, each teacher has their own tab, and that data from each teacher's tab goes back through a formula to the main tab. And that's where they can, you know, print that, they can edit certain tabs and not. And it's a really cool format that my pal Colby Burris has set up for them. But I had a teacher the other day, the Title I coach was like, hey, listen, something's not working right. Names aren't pulling up. I can see him here, but I can't see him there. Can you fix it? We've deleted something. I don't know. We really got to get the information back. So I'm looking through, and I've spent like 15, 20 minutes on it. I can't figure it out. So I'm like, all right, let me phone a friend. So I call my friend Colby, and he's like, man, I don't know. I'm going to have to use some AI. And I was like, silly Josh, why didn't you think about that? So I pulled up Gemini. There's a button that you can allow it to read your current tab or your screen. And so I'm letting it read it, and I go through my prompt. Hey, listen, here is a Google Sheet. It's got information from students. There are a main page and individual pages, and I'm having a disconnect between the main page and this one teacher's page. Can you help me? And they're like, sure thing, Josh, let's go ahead and look at it. So it analyzes it in like seconds. It's unreal. And it was like, oh, listen, in your formula that you have an extra number, which was the number 3. And because of that, it's not pulling all the data. And I was like, who would have ever thought that? So I went there, I changed the 3, all the data pulled up, and it was like incredible. So Gemini is like, I love ChatGPT, but Gemini for my Google things has been an incredible tool to use. Now, speaking of Gemini, Gemini has this thing called Gemini Gems. And so essentially what you do in there is you're creating your own chatbot. You're creating your own lesson plan, your own activity planner, creating whatever it may be, whether it's something for students, whether it's something for you and a task that you do on a daily, weekly basis, and you're setting it up. So every time you pull that gem up, you're going through that same process. It already knows what you're looking for. So if I'm an 8th grade history teacher and I'm always creating lesson plans, is there certain things that I need in there? A starter, I need group projects, I need partner work, I need all these things. Every time I prompt it with my lesson, my standard, my activity, whatever content I may be teaching, it'll create that lesson plan for me based off what I've already instructed it to do. So now there's less prompting on my end, but more of review and checking it to make sure that I want. So just an incredible, incredible tool you've got to check out. Now with these gems, Eric Kurtz, if you've not heard of him, goodness, you need to go Google him right now, because he has created this website called edugems.ai. So in here, he has created himself tons of, we're going to call them like chatbots, right? But for there's so many different things. He's got ACT generators, planners, practices, story co-writers, staff superhero images creator. He has a world language conversation, which that's just cool because I've shared that with some language teachers. And as soon as you pull it up, it'll say, hey, what language would you like to practice? And what is your proficiency level? Are you a beginner, an expert? And so like I told her, I don't know any Spanish. I'm just a beginner. And so it's like, all right, sure. And so it would have the Spanish and underneath it in parentheses, it would have the English for me. And I was like, all right, what would you say back in Spanish? And I didn't know how to type it, but I could repeat. It gave me some prompts to say. And so I just turned on the microphone on Gemini and I had a conversation back and forth in Spanish, trying to read it. And sometimes it would be like, yes, you sounded that. That sounded correct, but you didn't articulate it the correct way. Just super cool there. He's got some curriculum and lesson plan designers in here. So you've got accelerated learning. You've got some AI and SAMR activities, bell ringers, choice boards, jigsaw activities, standard unpacker. You have a unit plan. You can do station rotations, lesson hooks. You go in there and create a lesson plan. So like if I go in here and click on the lesson plan, it's going to give us some directions for it. And then it's going to say, use the gem or make a copy. So if I make a copy, now I can go through there and edit it. But if I just use his link, it's going to pull up. It's loading. So here it goes. It says, this gem is shared. The instructions may change. So in my prompting box, my typing box, it's already got a thing in here. And it says, let's get started because that's the way it's been created. So I click submit. I said, let's get started. So it says, all right, so I'm here to help you with your lesson plan. First, I'll ask you some questions to tailor to your class. So now it needs to know my class, my content, and my style. So it says, to start, tell me again the standard topic and the learning objective for the lesson. So it already knows I'm creating a lesson plan. It's kind of like all these tools out there like Magic School, School AI, that's kind of setting them up. And it's more of a general kind of thing. But here you can be very specific. So if I've set this up, or if I wanted to edit this, I can make sure that during my lesson objective, this is group work, this is partner work, this is think, pair, share time, that has to be in the lesson. I think that's really cool to be able to go ahead and set that up. So that way, when you create this lesson plan or create whatever you're doing in there, it's going to automatically do those things. Just phenomenal. So make sure you check that out. Remember, that website is edu, so edu, gems, G-E-M-S. .ai, and that's all by Eric Kurtz. Phenomenal guy. If you're not signed up for his newsletters, Google him, find that, sign up. He does an incredible job with all the things, just really forward in creating some things for teachers and with the students at the heart of it. Now, this next one we're going to look at, this really reminds me a lot of Short Answer, but it's a little different. This one is called Groove Lit. So GrooveLit. And this is a writing platform and it creates prompts and then the students essentially just write. So we're in here, we're looking this up. So it says every student has a story. So when you sign in, and you can, it's a free to sign in. Of course, there's some paid parts of it. But when you sign in down the bottom of the right, you've got this like creature looking thing. When you pull this up, it's going to ask you, hey, what are you wanting to create? What kind of writing assignment? So you can tell them, it'll come up with a prompt. It'll come up with a story for you to work through that. But you can also look on here on the page and you can click, you've got your home and it'll tell you how many your students' words have written, the skill mastery and all those things. But if you, and then towards the bottom, it'll try these next. So like here it says haunted parking lot, the pouring rain. And that, and the pouring rain says, as the rain poured, I walked in my usual route to school when suddenly, and then when students pulled up, they will just continue that story and write. And so if I go to, on the left-hand side, you've got a launch game option. And so you got pre-created, you can create your new, or you can look at saved ones. So if I look at pre-created, and I don't know, there's one in here that says finish the story and it's right to the principal's office. So if I click that, it's going to give me my prompt. And when I click play, it really does some other things. So I can do it now. It's got a 5 minute, a quick write, 10 minutes, a draft, a custom. You can do team writing, individual writing, collaborative writing. And then when you go next and play it, you can pick skills mastery. You can do editing and revising, and you can add points. You can really decide which one you want to use. And then students will log in through a game. Oh, you can hear that there. Students will log in through a, just like they would for the Kahoot, Wayground, all those things, just that game ID, or you can really share that link with them. And it's really cool because then they could go in and they see the prompt. They begin writing. It's got a timer. You can, as a teacher, you can go back and you can see their work. You can see as they're writing and how they're writing. You can give them bonus points. And at the end of it, when the game's closed, you can go back and look at their individual writing. So this is more of, depends on how you set it up, whether individual, group, or collaborative writing. But essentially, they're just writing and you're looking at the end result, versus the idea of short answer is individual writing, but then it becomes peer reviewed, peer looked at, which is a phenomenal program. So, well, that wasn't in the notes, but make sure you check out Short Answer. Short Answer is incredible. So there you got GrooveLit, and that's just groovelit.com, a really cool site. And when you look at the differences between the free and the paid version, the free one, you're going to get unlimited access to all the gamified writing practice, hundreds of writing prompts, unlimited students per game, create custom games, got some good privacy policies, and you get a free 30-day trial of the GrooveLit premium package. So I'm sure the more I've played with it, there are probably going to be some little things in there that you're going to know the difference. On the paid side, you can add standards in there. You get individualized feedback for students that you can give them. You can download historical student writing portfolios or download their pieces so you can save that for later. But I guess maybe you could copy and paste. So there's a little differences, but not a whole lot. But I think it'll be worth checking out. And the more I dive into it, we'll probably have to give you an update on that. All right, so moving right along. We've got two more coming up. Now, in Google, you've got these Google Labs, so labs.google, and these are all like the home of AI experiments for Google. There's really a ton in here. Like there's a mix board, so what does it say? Let's go back, my screen's changing. It says a mix board is an experimental AI-powered concept board designed to help you explore and expand and refine your ideas. And these are all experiments, so these are things that Google has created that are kind of going through that just to see if they're worth putting out there for the mainstream. One I really wish I could get, but I'm not on the paid side of Google, is a CC experimental AI productivity agent in Gmail. And so it pulls all your emails and then every morning it sends you an email of just your day, things you've got in your calendar, in your email, like really cool, really neat things. Now, there's two of them that we're going to talk about in here. The first one is called GeneType, G-E-N, and then T-Y-P-E. So GeneType, essentially, you are uploading an image of, I don't know, like a mason jar, and it will create letters for you off those pictures. And it's really cool because now you can take your fun outdoor pictures or your cans or pieces of bread or like whatever, and it kind of shows you some examples. And then it creates letters for you. So then you could, you know, really up your presentations or websites or any of that stuff with some cool little fonts, letters, just different things. Like here's one that someone has taken a picture of the outside at night and they created the letters and constellations and stars. So that's really cool. You'll have to check that out. That one's a really fun one to show, especially those teachers that are really creative and want to do those things. Now, our last one. Okay, our last one that I want to share with you is through artsandculture.google.com, and this is an experimental phase, but it is called Talking Tours. Really, really neat. And it says it's an AI audio experiment touring cultural landmarks in Street View by Google Arts and Culture, which is really, really neat. So when you pull it up, it's going to give you some information. But then there's going to be a blue button you're going to see that says launch experiment. So when I launch this experiment, it shows me a map of the whole world. And at the top, it says choose your topic. So we've got a couple different ones over here. You've got landmarks, nature, you've got cultural institutions, just really cool. And as you, depending on what you click, so if I click, let's do landmarks, I can go to the Statue of Liberty. It's going to pull up the Google Maps view of the Statue of Liberty, and it's going to have this AI voice that eventually starts talking to you about the Statue of Liberty and give you some facts. And then as you move around, it depends on what scene you're in. The Statue of Liberty kind of was a little bit different, but if you move around, depending on where it has it, there's a button in the middle, and when you click it, it'll take that view that you're looking at, and it'll pull in some information, some historical facts, just give you some information about things. And I think that's really neat to do. And then even in there on the right-hand side, you can actually chat with it, and you can say, hey, can you tell me this about the statue? Or can you tell me about this museum or this landmark or this piece of nature? And it'll, based off your chat, it'll continue to find more information and tell you. I think that's really cool. I think this is going to change a lot of things, especially for our littles that want to see some things and not experience the world, or even when you get into secondary and we're studying a certain piece. You know, I can come down here and I can go to, landmarks. Let's go back. Let's see what we can do here. We're trying to look here. Cultural centers. So I can go to Florence and I can go to the Uffizi Gallery of Florence. And so I can go into this gallery, see some cool things, and I can have AI read it and tell me some more information about it. I think that's just really cool. So you got to make sure you check that out. Just phenomenal. So listen, just in quick review, today we've talked about Goblin Tools. We've talked about Gemini and Gemini Gems. We've talked about Groove Lit. We've talked about our labs, our Google experimental things. We've talked about the gene type. We've talked about the talking tours. I mean, there's a lot of cool things out there. The more you dig and the more you find things that you're going to find, it's really cool to see all those. Now, we're coming up on my favorite part of the show, and I know we're all excited. We've been yearning for this. So let's get it going. So for today's Tech Flush tip of the day, we're going to kind of stay in the world of our Google, and we've got our Chrome browser pulled up, and as long as you're running the most updated version, you shouldn't have any issues here. But when you see your tabs, I don't know what kind of tab person you are, whether you keep a couple tabs, you bookmark them, you group them together, all the things that you can do. But say you're looking at two tabs, and you know, instead of like taking your screen and removing the tabs, have two different windows so you can see side by side. But then if you need another tab, now you got to go back, and it's just a hot mess sometimes. So if you take a tab that you're looking at and you right click it, you're going to see your options. You know, you can duplicate a pad, paid tab, you can reload it, you can mute it, you got those things. But there's this one that says add tab to new split view. So I'm looking at the notes for the show. When I click add tabs to a new split view, it's going to take that one tab and split my screen automatically. So I can see my tabs on the right. So when I click on the left-hand side, I see all my notes for the show today. And on the right side, it says choose a tab to pin and split view. So when I click on the right side, so remember, you're clicking on the side you want to initially to edit that, right? So it's got all these bookmarks that I want. But if I wanted to open up a different page, I could type that in the URL box. So if I wanted to open my Gmail or something like that, or if my bookmarks that I have there, I can click that and that'll open it up. So now I can do two things at the same time. Really cool. And I think this would be awesome for students, especially if, you know, you're doing the talking tours and you've got a Google Doc full of notes that they need to answer, or a worksheet based off of what they're finding in the Google walking tours. Now they can go over here and answer them and then still see and experience what they're doing on the right-hand side. So I think that's a really cool, fun little tip. I know I've shared that with some people that are very tab heavy, and that has made their life even more chaotic to me, but I think they've enjoyed that part of it. So listen, episode 65, it was awesome to be back. I hope you enjoyed those quick little tips, enjoyed just listening and getting back in the groove. Hope you all have had a great start to 2026. Hope you've listening to some good podcasts. I know the podcasts that I've listened to are finally getting back in the game like I am after a break and starting to record and push out some good content. So make sure you get out there and listen to those. So remember, as always, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. We're trying to do some more Instagram things. I'm putting some videos out there. We're going to hopefully rock that today and continuing on with that. You can also find the shows on Google, Spotify, Apple, all that kind of business. Now, remember, I've got a website. I've been working on it. It's through Google Sites, so it's a little easier for me to create and do things on my own. But you can go there. It's bit.ly/techflush. Remember, that's bit.ly/techflush. And inside of the TechFlush website, I've also linked it to another website that I create. And inside of that one, I just find like AI resources. There's a section for tech resources. So each little program that I've used or I've come in contact with, I kind of put some information in there from, I don't know, certifications, YouTube videos, just information in general for you to have. So make sure you check all of that out. If you have any questions, you know, reach out to me. You can email me. You can send me a thing through whatever social media that I'm a part of. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And even if you've got a great idea, I'd love to have you on the show. I love people having here and talking to them. Just an incredible, incredible time. So for episode 65, I hope you've enjoyed it and I hope you have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.